Many people will celebrate the memory of Dad this Father's Day. Commentator Betty Baye recalls what her father meant to her before and after his death.
It's a cliche to say that time flies, but it does. 22 Father's Days have passed since my father died on Father's Day, June 19, 1983. 2005 is just the third in 22 years that Father's Day will actually fall on June 19th. The last time was in 1994, and before that, in 1988. George Washington Winston, my father, was the son of Wash and Minnie Belle Winston. He was born July 18th, 1924, in Henrico County, Virginia. Daddy was 59 when he died. A nurse at Bird S. Kohler Hospital told my sister Debbie and me that Daddy died like a saint. When she lifted his by-then-frail, cancer-ridden body up to place him back comfortably in his bed, my father rested his head on her chest and died. If my father just had to go where I couldn't see him anymore, where I couldn't hear him laugh until he cried and tell me stories about World War II, Jackie Robinson, and when Harlem was in vogue, I'm grateful that he had that nurse to hold on to as he left this world. People are always talking about how much fathers mean to their sons. I believe they sometimes forget how much fathers mean to daughters. A father means that a girl, before some sweet-talking boy comes along, has already been told that she's beautiful, has already been taught that her body is her temple that shouldn't be open to any and all who has it on his mind to enter. A father means that a girl knows before the dream killers show up, with all their negative talk about what's impossible if you're poor, black and female, that she can do anything but fail. It was 80 degrees in East Harlem that Father's Day 22 years ago when my father died. But it felt hotter in the streets as I, despite having an air-conditioned car, chose to walk cross town, stalling for time, I do believe, to break the news to my mom that the hospital had called and said that George Winston had expired. One day, I'd like to write a book about my father. And in it, I'll be sure to mention that no matter how tired after work or smashed after drinking with his buddies, my father's habit every night was to go to his knees, hold his hands together prayerfully, bow his head and recite, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I love you, Daddy, and I pray the Lord your soul to keep."
Betty Baye is a columnist with the Courier-Journal in Louisville, Kentucky.